Man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself. May we welcome ourselves into this new Monday night, the continuation of meditation. Contemplating, focusing, and going within. Every Monday night we have a theme, and we use that, we use the Monday night to assist us to be ever more committed to the work that all souls are called to, which is to establish and expand a connection with our highest self. So let's begin tonight by taking a deep breath. We use the breath to get our attention away from all of the thoughts that come in and go out. We want to accept the authority over ourselves so that we can experience and feel this inner reality, so it can take over. Again, take a deep breath. Just for a moment, acknowledge the blessing of being aware of right now. Here we are living through these bodies and through this conduit that we call a mind, and choosing whether we will think according to our higher self, or if we are going to accept the thinking that comes from the outer world and its view. Again, take a breath. We thrive when we accept the highest. We become diminished and we contract when we get caught in the net of the world's thinking. Just for a moment, when your mind becomes hooked by all of the thoughts, whether it's around issues of supply, relationship, work, future, past, fear, doubt, envy, jealousy, lust, all of these thought vibrations, they're coming from the world. They are not of our true self. Take a breath. When we rededicate and commit ourselves to the highest, and we do the practice daily, working with choosing the thoughts that we will entertain, and we will say, stop, no, I refuse those thoughts that their theme is lack, limitation, distrust, confusion, etc. You and I are infilled with an I am. And that I am is unlimited. And it manifests according to our faith. Tonight, our theme, once again, we begin a new year for us. And that faith, that new theme and foundation is all about faith. All about according to your faith. According to your feel, your feeling. That faith produces feeling according to how intense that faith is. It expresses as your life, your thoughts, when they are ignited and fueled by this faith, they take form. We are 100% responsible for our experience. It is not our parents and the world that has done or is doing anything to us. So tonight, let us begin listening to the message of your heart. Is measured by his confidence in his capital S self. Not confidence in the little personal self-centered self, but in that place that we make contact. Confidence in the still, small voice that is within us, not our human thinking. Jesus and others gave us the way. Seek ye first, not people out there, not the bank account, not the job, not the old ideas. Seek ye first the kingdom of God within, and its righteousness, the rightness of life. Then all things shall be given to you. Breathe that in. When there is trouble in the appearance level of your life, any issue, the body, the pocketbook, the situation, any appearance that's on your desk, where do you seek first? Do you have a lack attack? Do you become emotionally overwhelmed? Do you pick up the phone? Do you go run to someplace? Or do you push back and say, I am turning to you right where I am? And you begin the process. They all have told us and tell us, seek first. First. Stop. Seek that place where the still small voice is waiting to be your solution. All things will be added unto you. The new idea, the prompting, the intuitive push. You will know, the door will open, the phone will ring, because you have turned faithfully where the only solution is to be found. In the great I Am, God itself. May we cease from turning to man whose breath is in its nostrils. What does that mean? We run out to man. Man's thinking. People. Medicine bottles. We run there first. Rather than trusting. And then following. Listening. Obeying. And then we wonder why we struggle. Year after year. Lifetime after lifetime. So tonight, we begin anew, awakening ourselves to the way. All paths on this planet, all the great beings, they hand us this little magic coupon that says, here, follow these few things and you will enter in. Come as a little child. Trust. It's a must. But trust in what is trustworthy. In God we trust. On these pieces of paper, in this beautiful America, here is the way. Written on this piece of paper. But what we see is the piece of paper and not the way. Man's faith in God is measured by his willingness to turn within. May we practice this evening once again and let the energy of this practice take us into our tomorrows, that we will no longer be turning in the old ways and struggling and suffering, but instead we will look up to the truth. and thus allow the truth set us free.